Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 8 through 13. Brethren, if you stand fast in the Lord, what thanksgiving can we render to God for you, for all the joy which we feel for your sake before our God, praying earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men, as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 45 through 48. At that time Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold, saying to them, "It is written, My house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." And he was teaching daily in the temple. The chief priests and the scribes and the principal men of the people sought to destroy him, but they did not find anything they could do, for all the people hung upon his words. On this day, the 29th of November, we commemorate Paramonos, Philumenos, and their 370 companion martyrs in Bithynia. St. Paramonos contested for piety's sake during the reign of Decius in the year 250. A ruler named Aquilinus, seeking relief from a bodily malady, visited a certain therapeutic hot spring. He brought with him captive Christians from Nicomedia and commanded them to offer sacrifice in the temple of Isis. When they refused, he had them all slaughtered, to the number of 370. St. Paramonos, beholding their murder, boldly cried out against such an act of ungodliness. When Aquilinus heard this, he sent men to take the saint. Some smote him with spears, others pierced his tongue and body with sharp reeds until he died. St. Philumenos' contest in martyrdom took place during the reign of Aurelian in the year of 270. Coming from Lyconia, he was conveying a load of wheat into Galatia when he was denounced as a Christian to Felix, governor of Ancyra. Nails were driven into his hands, feet, and head, and he was commanded to run. While running in the road, he fell and gave up his holy soul into the hands of God. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.